this data over several years to find patterns that enable them to make better decisions about how to farm the land. Tiny chips embedded under the skin of cattle will soon be able to not just track the location of livestock, but manage their health. The sensors will trigger personalized feed troughs so that each animal gets exactly the right feed for her age and condition. To me, it's amazing to realize that the PC has become so flexible and rugged that it's ubiquitous. Whether they're serving the interests of economic competition in a business setting, or military objectives in battle, information applications on the PC enable an organization to empower its workers. In the case of the military, empowerment is a matter of life and death. Create connected learning communities. PCs can empower teachers and students more than any other group of knowledge workers. As I mentioned in describing the web lifestyle, students are the ultimate knowledge workers, since learning is all about acquiring knowledge. Teachers will be able to use the internet to share with each other and to allow students to explore a subject in new ways. PCs can be a catalyst for reaching the educational goals that parents, educators, and government have set forth, such as collaborative learning, critical thinking, and lifelong learning skills. With a solid infrastructure in place, some schools are already benefiting from incorporating PCs in the classroom. Even as most schools struggle to find the resources for these new tools, innovative programs have shown that there is a payoff for the effort. The success of PCs as educational tools requires teacher involvement. Without teacher training and integration into the curriculum, PCs will not have a big impact. Many PCs have gone into computer labs where they sit seldom used. Schools need to shift from treating the PC as a subject unto itself, teaching about technology, to integrating the PC throughout the curriculum, teaching with technology. More and more school districts are now demonstrating that with the involvement of teachers, PCs used as learning tools can have a profound effect. In the Western Heights Independent School District, just west of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, teachers surprised administrators with their enthusiasm when the district provided training the summer before it rolled out PCs. More than 200 of its 230 teachers signed up, causing the district to scramble to schedule enough sessions to handle the demand. Most teachers have a great love of learning, and they'll get excited about anything that will help kids learn. What teachers don't want is to be thrown into something they have not had the opportunity to learn about and become comfortable with. Western Heights is a small 7-school district with a moderate industrial tax base. The student population is a multicultural mix of white, black, Native American, Hispanic, and Asian descent. About 65% of the kids qualify for free or reduced-cost lunches in the school lunch program. This is not the school district that you might expect to lead the charge into the information age. Yet, in the last 3 years, the district has overwhelmingly voted 3 times to spend a total of more than $6.8 million in local funds to create perhaps the leading technology-driven curriculum in the country. The community sees the investment as the only way to break the cycle of poverty that could repeat with its children if they go unprepared into the digital world. A PC can be a powerful new teaching tool for teachers coming from the world of blackboards and chalk. Using PowerPoint, for instance, teachers find they can spark kids' interest in the subject by including photos, film clips, and links to internet pages. One civics teacher at Western Heights starts his class each day with fresh news from the internet. First is a science photo of the day from a NASA webpage, then news clips from abcnews.com, then a story that leads into his curriculum topic, which could be campaign finance reform or government checks and balances. PCs are part of each teacher's life in class at Western Heights, not something outside. Teachers use email to communicate with each other about common issues. They don't have to wait for the district meetings that occur a couple of times a year. They can reach out to a colleague with a question and get an answer back quickly. This collaboration occurs among teachers in each grade level, or among teachers coordinating curricula across grade levels, in disciplines such as science, math, and language. Computers are allowing teachers to more easily reach out beyond the confines of their classrooms and interact with their peers. Western Heights' PC-based network runs on 17 miles of fiber optic cable among the schools and administration building. Each of the 230 classrooms has at least two PCs on the network, one for the teacher, the other for kids to use. Each room is wired for another three PCs to be on the network, and each school has a computer lab. A huge monitor in each classroom enables teachers to display material off the internet, or films from a central video server, or presentations from another classroom. University of Oklahoma instructors have taught classes remotely. The meteorologist from the local TV station has taught classes about tornadoes and other weather topics, and students have broadcast weather reports back for public broadcast. Dayton Tire, the area's major employer, has participated in video conference sessions on topics such as job interviewing skills and chemical engineering. The TV station and the local tire plant were included in the district's fiber optic system for just this kind of community involvement in teaching. The university connects through Oklahoma's high-speed education network. Students have used the video conferencing system to take virtual field trips to the East Coast, to England, and to other places in Europe, visiting museums and studying with sister schools. Students throughout the district watched the space shuttle launch with John Glenn in late 1998 live over their PCs. Several classrooms are set up specifically for distance learning via PC-based TV. These setups have enabled Western Heights to add advanced math classes in its middle school by TV instruction from the high school. It's not a perfect solution, but it's better than no advanced math class. Teachers have benefited from a video conference course through the University of Kansas to help them enhance class content and curriculum with new technologies. Distance learning has also enabled students at home with injury or illness to keep up with their classes. One teenager was home for months with injuries he sustained protecting his mother from a gunman. Previously, the school would have sent out a home teacher three times a week for an hour a day. The home teacher would pick up homework, hand off more assignments, and answer a few questions. This time around, Western Heights put a PC, camera, and monitor in the student's bedroom and set up a high-speed link to his home. Not knowing how well the interactive link was going to work, the school began by connecting him with only one class, but his classmates complained loudly when he wasn't there at their next class. The school immediately extended the televised sessions to include all his courses. Biology class was probably the most interesting for him, since the other kids were always sure to hold the really gross dissections up close to the camera, play similar pranks, and otherwise make him feel like part of the group. This home PC link was cheaper than a home teacher, and the student learned far more. He kept up with his work and grades, but more important, he was never lost as a member of the class. Another school making similar investments in the future is Redding's Highdown School, a publicly funded state school in a town of 140,000 people west of London. Highdown is in the heart of the UK's Silicon Valley. A large number of the country's high-tech firms are located within 20 miles. Highdown's proposal to create a connected learning community became one of 23 trials accepted as part of the UK government's high-tech superhighways initiative. Highdown decided to make technology a central part of the educational experience, to connect the entire community with the school, including museums, libraries, and government offices. Educators wanted a sustainable model so that the approach would not fall by the wayside after the initial enthusiasm waned. They wanted to raise educational performance standards and motivate lifelong learning. Highdown's network connects more than 100 PCs in the school with interactive CDs and filtered content from the internet. As Highdown moves from trial to a long-term program, the local council has joined in to help expand the network to all 46 schools in the borough. Students have individual computer accounts so they can access productivity applications, email, and the internet from home. Parental involvement has been instrumental in the success of the program. 30 parents participated in the initial development and were able to routinely log in from home to check the school's intranet.